Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to Inner Sight Wednesday night, our nursing home program. And the theme for tonight's show, very interesting one. People have the right to live out their lives in comfort. Now, we all know that these nursing homes don't provide comfort, far from it. You know, you go in there, you're thrown in with a roommate you don't even know. You're not fortunate enough to get your own room. And your care is horrible, you know, especially if you can't move your legs and arms. And you have problems, you know, you have to wear a diaper and all that. You're not getting the attention that you need, the cleanliness and all that. So it's a horrible, horrible, takes away people's rights. It takes away the finances that you can, you know, that you can lean on. Try to stay in your own home. The money goes to the nursing homes. It's horrible. Money that's supposed to be there for you to have comfort in your latter days. So it's a horrible, horrible situation that people have to face. And people going to these nursing homes coming from assisted living situations, coming from their apartments, their homes, being driven from their homes by the system and going to a nursing home. It's horrible. It's got to be one of the worst things that we face. Now, I don't know if we have an engineer tonight. Engineer, are you there? Engineer, where are you? I don't know if we have an engineer. Can't rely on her. Let me see if I can get her on the line. Inner Sight, to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Big East, Akita Rescue, and all the help that they have given over the years to my guide dog. And we thank them. And now getting my guide dog a new harness. Greatly appreciate that. So the Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net.
Hey, Frank.
On the email, Verizon.net.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Engineer, is that you?
Here it is. I'm not feeling so well, but I'll help you out.
Do we have any calls?
No, just us.
All right. All right. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. On the all right, put that on mute. Can't have all that.
Oh, I didn't even know it was on. Oh my God, sorry. That's what happened.
On mute.
And I just shut it off.
Told you, thousand times. You can have that on.
Yeah,
the
I know.
Show.
Just it's off now. Let's continue.
Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, dog food, cat food, and medical for the animals when they're able to do it. Talk to Gary on that. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island for dog food and cat food. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, and all the other youngsters. The Inner Sight remind you, go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight thing. And keep it in mind. All right. Tonight on Nursing Home Show, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for their help keeping the show on the air. 631-880-7929 on the number for Silo. And a very interesting occurrence when I attended the self-advocacy conference. And, you know, they had people coming in there talking about these programs that are supposed to help you stay out of nursing homes. I went around to some of the tables to talk to some of the people that work for these programs, and everybody admitted, you know, that we are very, very limited. We cannot really guarantee or keep a person out of the nursing home because of the way the whole system is set up. So as long as these nursing homes exist, as long as they're there, you're always going to have this type of situation. Well, one way to guarantee that no one's going to go to a nursing home, they're not there. Makes the sense. So, Inner Sight brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for all their help. Again, 631-880-7929. And we're brought to you by A Day for Milton. If you'd like to orchestrate A Day for Milton, give us a call, contact us, or send us an email. InnerSight1620@gmail.com, and we'd be happy to, you know, include your phone number where you can be reached. We'll contact you, and we'll tell you how we set up the day for Milton over here. And of course, you can see presence of Milton at Shelby's Kitchen. In Bellport, New York, And the number there is 631-286-0444. Selby Kitchen, the catering, lunch, dinner, etc. So keep in mind the day for Milton. We're trying to organize one out in Pennsylvania. See how that will keep you posted on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Milton, the guy, stop mumbling in the background. I thought you were the engineer. Why are you?
I agree totally with you. That's why.
What?
Said I agree totally with you.
Yeah,
sorry.
Stop mumbling. You want to be recognized. Say, hey, Frank, so on and so forth.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
And you're not supposed to be on open mic if you're the engineer.
Okay,
right.
I'll mute myself.
Yeah. Shelby's Kitchen, once again, 631-286-0444. Inner Sight. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. We thank Mr. Kennedy for his help. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Thank the Islip Cleaners, Suffolk Bus Corp. People who keep the show going. Somebody sent me a text. I can't read a text while I'm on the air, if you can... person who sent me that text is listening. All right. Do we have any callers? Somebody's trying to call in, I think.
No. Just us.
All right. So if you're listening and you want to call in, you can call in the regular blog talk number 213-816-1650. I don't know what the text was that somebody sent me. This is our nursing home show tonight. And, of course, the title is Turn the Nursing Home into Accessible Housing. That's the main title of the show every week. And then we have a subtitle tonight. That subtitle is that everyone has a right to spend whatever days they have. Now, it's a whole basic idea of that, you know. I don't know where or who or what got the idea of setting up these nursing homes, you know, taking people out of their own home, their own place, and putting them in a strange place and making them miserable and horrible, you know, and taking their money, disrupting their lives. All right, a person is ill. They go to a hospital, you know. A lot of the times that's a bad situation, too, because they don't do everything that they can possibly do to help the person. They're limited. So you go to a hospital, and then instead of helping you to get back home where you would be more comfortable than in a nursing home, they want to shove you over to these horrible places. There's no comfort in that. There's no relaxation in that. There's no people who work in these places that you know, you don't know them. They're strangers. And for the most part, they act like they don't care about you. a lot of times they're hostile toward you, or they'll shut you up, or they'll say, hey, you know, you got to wait, or it's all because of the way the system is set up. It's absolutely horrible. And how many people have trouble eating in these places? First of all, the food is horrible. Not only that, many, many times the people that are supposed to help you eat are not thorough. They rush you, or they, for one reason or another, they don't make you feel comfortable with the food. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on here that contributes to somebody being uncomfortable in whatever time they may have left. And not only that, whatever time they have left, the nursing home diminishes that time by the very nature of the way it's set up. No matter how you look at it, it's a horror show. It's like Halloween every day in that regard. So we are totally opposed to these agencies, these hospitals, these living places, whatever you call them, to being affiliated, these horrible, horrible nursing homes, and supporting them and sending people there. You know, would they send themselves there? Most people wouldn't. But they'll send other people there. Everyone has available to them the resources to stay out of nursing homes. But those resources are hogged up by the system and the agency. The resources are there to keep a person out of a nursing home, more than enough. And some of them not even being tapped into. They're not allowing the agencies to tap into to raise money to keep people out of these damn nursing homes. That's not happening. There's another resource. It's not even being used. And the government, of course, is setting up these half-assed programs that a lot of people don't even qualify for one reason or another. The criteria is horrible because they want to keep nourishing and supplying the nursing home. That's why the criteria is like that. Why do you think it is? Why do you think people are denied help when applying to these programs? So the nursing homes can flourish. That's the reason behind it. So InnerSight has unturned all these situations and discovered them and revealed them to the world. Now it's up to the world to do something about it. Why should you do something about it? Because you could be the next victim tomorrow to your car. You go down the road, somebody hits you from behind, or the driver's seat or whatever. Now you're tremendously, now you're disabled. You could very well wind up in a nursing home. You know, you go to rehab. From there, you can very well be put into a nursing home. And you may even get into a situation where the state put you in the nursing home. Even though you might have some resources to stay in your own home. How about that one? So there's the motive why you should sign our petition and help us get rid of these places. Because everybody is vulnerable. I mean, unless you're so rich, you're able to survive. And that's people who are far and few between, and not too many people have that kind of wealth. But it's there. You don't need a tremendous amount of wealth to stay out of a nursing home. You need to change the system and the way it operates. The resources there that will keep the person out and be more comfortable in their own home. All right, I want to welcome Andrea, who she said she'd try to call in tonight. Her grandma is in assisted living, and she was. Now, here's an example of what I'm talking about. She was in a nursing home, and she got out. Now she's in the assisted living situation, but she's in danger of being put back into the nursing home. Exactly what we're talking about here. Back and forth, like a piece of merchandise. Doesn't fit in this cubicle, put it in the next one. So, Andrea, if you're listening and you're able to call in, please do so. 213-816-1650 is the number here. And InnerSight tonight brought to you by A Day for Milton. I spoke today with the assistant of Ed Romaine, who is running for county executive out here. He's currently the Brookhaven town mayor, and he's running for county executive. We, tonight, and if we can remember to do it every night, we tonight endorse Ed Romaine as a good guy to vote for. And the reason we endorse him is because he brought about the proclamation for the day for Milton. And we believe that he's a very, very sensitive guy toward the disabled. Now, he's the only politician that I know of that had the guts to do something about the death of Milton. All right? It might not seem like much, but it means a lot. We've got that proclamation now. It's part of history, and we can use it in other states to encourage them to set up a day for Milton. So, Ed Romaine, you've got the InnerSight vote, and we urge all of our local people here in Suffolk County who listen to InnerSight to cast their vote for Ed and be aligned with a guy who cares. You can't say the man doesn't care. He gave us that proclamation. It's a beautiful, beautiful proclamation, and declare the day for Milton. And we'll never forget it. And I know it meant a lot to the Croupers, Tom and Michelle. Ed Romaine, endorsed by InnerSight. We don't usually get political, but this calls for a special mention, how Ed declared a proclamation for the guide dog, Milton. And we greatly appreciate that. That's a hell of a lot more than any other politician has done about Milton's death. Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school a year ago July when the trainer left Milton in the sweltering heat wave in a van for 6 hours and got off with a slap on the wrist. All right, Inner Sight and our nursing home show. If you'd like to call in, you have a loved one in a nursing home, or you have a situation where they want to put your loved one, or they want to drive them out of their own home and put them in assisted living or what have you, give us a call. We'd be happy to intervene in any situation. And to get back to Andrea, our new friend, her grandma, had to give up her dog when she was put in to the assisted living. Now, it wasn't a service dog, but it was very close to her. And I never met the dog, but I'm getting the feeling that it could have been turned into a service dog. So we now, along with Andrea, are going to try to meet the grandma and see if she wants a service dog. See what the situation is, and if she does, we're going to help her get one. You know, because I think a service dog can keep a person out of a nursing home, especially if you fight to keep that dog with you. That dog can protect you. There's another way out of a nursing home. Get a service dog. You know, nursing homes don't like service dogs, so they're reluctant to take people in with them. So why not use it? 833 New York, Inner Sight. Use the situation. And if you need a place to go and get a service dog, if you're in the assisted living or a nursing home, call us. Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090. We will help anyone in a nursing home who wants a service dog. We will go and meet with them. We will evaluate them and find out what their disability is and help them get that dog at no cost to the person. Well, there you have it. There's another way to stay out of a nursing home. Get a service dog. I mean, if everybody got a service dog who's disabled, the nursing homes might go down a lot because they won't have any people in there. That would be a good thing. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, call Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. All right. And Devin will explain the situation, how it works. Third Eye Insight. So, you know, we all know the expression, no place like home. You know, you're in your own home. You have your freedom. You have the ability to have a friend who you're very close to maybe come over or stay over or what have you. It's the difference, especially if you're not feeling well. It can make a big difference. So the comfort of home is threatened by the nursing home. Definitely. It's a definite threat who are in their own home. And, you know, it really should be against the law to pull somebody out of their own home and put them in some strange place that is horrible and dirty and horrible food and everything else. It should be against the law. There should be a law against that. Which means, if there were a law, that the money would have to be available to somebody. They couldn't come along and say, hey, you got to go to this other place, this assisted living. Remember during this stupid virus how everybody in assisted living came down with the virus and got ill? High percentage in those places. It spread all throughout the whole assisted living system. People who remained in their own home had a lower percentage of getting contaminated from the virus. So there's the proof right there. By the way, 213-816-1650, the phone number, if you want to call in here. Anybody on the line?
I'm here.
Engineer, you there?
Yes, I am.
Anybody on the line? On the phone line?
No, right. Just us.
So we urge, we demand that the government get rid of these nursing homes. Turn them into something good. Stop pulling people out of their own home and putting them into strange places where they don't know anyone, where they're fading away, where their health is greatly diminished, and where they have to deal with people who don't really care about them. Because if those people cared, they would do something about the situation. They haven't done a damn thing about it.
Yeah.
All right, go off the air. Put yourself on mute and keep moaning on that. No moaning. So we demand that the politicians take action and get rid of these horrible nursing homes. Now, it would be a benefit to all, including the country. I mean, you know, we hear about the deficit. The government, right? A couple of years ago, they spent $192 billion on these nursing homes. That's a lot of money. And according to the statistics, it's going to be four times as much.
Wow.
In the next couple of years. Well, look at all that money that could be used to help the country. Do these politicians really care about the country, or they just like to talk like they care about it? You want to find some money that is being wasted? Look at these nursing homes. Mandate the agencies to help us. Make it so we're partners with the agencies. You know, let's say they take $15,000, put it into a fund, for a disabled person, here's the beginning of your fund to keep you out of a nursing home. You know what would happen if these agencies started raising money to keep people out of nursing homes? I'll tell you one thing that would happen, because it's big business. You know what would happen? These big-ass insurance companies would come up with a policy. You know? A policy. Let's say it would cost you $1,000 a month. The agencies could pay that policy. They could raise the money. The disabled person wouldn't even have to pay it. Let's say it would cost you $1,000 a month, and you're guaranteed that whatever you need, you'll never go into a nursing home. That's what would happen if people had the money in a fund to stay out of a nursing home. You'd see how the big corporations would then get involved. Because you know why? Because they see money. That's the whole damn ass thing. You put the money there, and you'll see how fast these big corporate billionaire corporations will get involved and come up with different things to help people. We can help you with that. Buy an insurance policy or whatever. They'll see the money there, and the agencies can keep on building on that fund. You start out with $15,000. You can build it up to it would be endless. Then you can share it with other people who need it. So there's the inner sight idea. There's the inner sight way of keeping a person out of a nursing home. And then what would happen? They'd have to do something with these nursing homes. Thus, accessible housing. That's what would happen. If people had the funds, the money, to stay out of a nursing home, the nursing homes would then no longer exist. A simple deduction. And the agencies will love it because they can make money on it. How do you get the politicians to do it? That's the whole thing. One way is to have the funds to do a campaign to embarrass them enough to make them do it. And nobody has that. Well, there are some agencies that do have it, but they're not allowed to do it. I mean, the independent living centers could all get together and say, hey, we're all going to put $500,000 in the pot, and we're going to do a campaign to embarrass a lot of these politicians to make them establish this fund, or we're going to start the fund ourselves. Or do both at the same time. But they're not allowed to do it. They're restricted by the state under contract. They would lose their funding if they ever started saying bad things and pointing out the downfalls of the nursing home. And that's why the Independent Living Center here in Suffolk County contributes to Inner Sight. Because they want us to say these things, because we're not under contract that we can't say them. We don't take money from the government and let them control us and run our lives. We never will. Can't tie the hands of an advocate. That's what Inner Sight believes. Never work. Never work that way. So there you have it. There's the solution. Where people can remain in their comfort, the comfort of their home, to have the resources and to know that the agencies are building on those resources and that the government is putting up half. You know, look at the savings that would occur with that type of a situation. And the person benefiting would then not have to give up the comfort of their own home. Heard a story today about a guy who refused to go on hospice, died of cancer, and his wife kept him in the home all on her own and did it without him being on hospice. Wasn't easy, but she did it. And now she herself is in assisted living. That's the grandma we spoke about earlier. So people get so determined that they want the comfort of their own home that they will struggle and do it on their own somehow. It happens from every day of the week in this country. There's thousands of people doing that. You don't hear about them because the news doesn't report these stories. They should. And the agencies should be helping these people, but they're not. Where are they helping them? How can they be helping them if the nursing homes are still there? Yeah, their way of helping them is to go into a nursing home. That's the help that they offer. All right, in a site, let's see, tomorrow night we're going to do the show, Money Can Buy Equality, tomorrow night. And Friday night's the funnies, so we'll have a lot of gibberish around here, a lot of craziness. It's going to be a Halloween funny show tomorrow night, Friday night, Halloween show. All right. I want to thank all our friends for helping to keep Inner Sight on the air. And don't forget, tonight, television, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. If you're up at 11 o'clock, right on your phone, Channel 3. In the City, 1997, on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Verizon File 35 and RCN 84. In the City. On your phone, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And you can catch Inner Sight 11 o'clock tonight. All right. And tonight's show, Nursing Home, the theme, allow people comfort with whatever time they have left. Nobody ever knows about that anyway. So we are determined to keep exposing what's going on. And we're getting more and more people calling us with situations, people discovering us. A woman came up to me today. I was talking with our new friend, Andrea. Woman came up and talking about my dog and right away said it was horrible what happened to Milton. People are noticing inner sight. People are there. People, a lot of people care. They may not be doing enough to show that they care, but they are noticing what's going on. So inner sight is working. Getting out the word is working. And that's part of what needs to be done to bring about the change. People know what's happening. And we believe that we are alerting people as to these situations. Remember, there are three areas that inner sight is active in. One is the American Disability Act to be enforced and to enhance to be made criminal in many, many cases. Another one is the licensing and the regulating of service dog schools to include more safety and licensing where people can have their day in court if need be and their say about how the money is spent that the service dog schools raise to train a guide dog, and they raise anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000. And last but not least is this nursing home situation, where we want the nursing homes turned into accessible housing, something that's good for the country, something that benefits everybody, and something that would save the taxpayers tremendous amounts of money, something that would help the so-called deficit in this country. So those are the three areas, and we're working on a brochure to bring them out to the public. It'll take a while to get that going, but we'll get it out. So join with Inner Sight. Go to change.org. Read the petition. We want you to read them. I want you to know about them. There's information in there that people aren't aware of. Read the petition. Sign them. Pass them around. Put them on your social media. Help us get the names. We have almost 80,000 names on the service dog petition. We don't have many names on the nursing home one. We need a lot more. We need a lot more names.
Yep.
So that's what you can do. Pass the word around. We need more people to do rather than just talk. Remember, you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your loved one. You're doing it for your relative. And eventually, it's going to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what Ed Romaine did, right? He didn't just talk. He stepped up and he did the proclamation. He didn't worry about what the hell the guide dog school was going to think. He did it. He declared a day for Milton. And he started something. That's what we need with these nursing homes. We need somebody to say, hey, I'm emptying out this nursing home. I'm going to turn it into accessible housing. And we're going to start this. Somebody to do something. Don't just sit back and talk and, you know, That's what Ed did. That's why he's got our vote. He's got the inner side endorsement. We hope he wins because we made friends with a couple of the people in his office. And I want to thank Allie, his secretary, for returning my call today. I want to thank Lou, one of his deputies, for calling me back. I got to get him a link to the show, and they're going to put it up on their website. Thank you so much. And we're determined to help Ed become the county executive because we believe he's very approachable. See, that proclamation for the day for Milton will bond us with Ed Romaine. You know, he's going to remember that. His people remember it. They remember Milton. So there's a very good bond right there. We can get the in with the county executive. Maybe we can get him to do some other things. Get him interested in this nursing home idea.
Oh, yeah.
Never know. Mm-hmm. All right, inner sight around the world, and be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our listeners, anybody in a nursing home, anybody pending to go into a nursing home or assisted living and need any help, let us know. You give us the permission and we will intervene to help you in any way we can. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on Inner Sight Live around the world. Thank you so much. All right. Goodbye. Welcome. Bye. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night. Good night.